All right, we are back in black. Yes, guys, I'm going to go ahead and turn on an alternate device. I really need to have an alternate account. I've had an account before that was I started speaking out about some chemtrail stuff and some Bill Gates stuff. Literally was locked out of my original Skype account. And, well, that shouldn't be a surprise. Who owns Skype? Microsoft! And, and well, you can go from there. So, conspiracy theory is not so much of a theory more than a conspiracy fact. And so, that... just seeing my computer being taken over, seeing the mouse, I'm not on my secured system right now. I know I've been bragging about bringing people secure systems, this and that, and whatever, but I'm actually just, there's so much stuff that I'm not ready to turn over to online usage, so I've got a junk computer in which... yeah, if they want to do something, fine, go ahead. But I did not think they're going to take over the mic, click on the Skype, and sign me out. I had no idea they were going to do that. So I'm turning on another device right now, and if I lose connectivity or anything of that nature, I get signed out, well, you guys can just keep doing the show. But, yes, Kyrie was on a roll there, and I want to let him continue forward, and I know Bill wants to add in on top of that, so go ahead, guys.
Well, go ahead, Billy.
Well, I've just got a simple thing, and I want to hear the rest of what you have to say, because it was very interesting what you were saying.
Yes,
during this mess, my family, as you know, my family is stranded up in the Salt Lake Rim up in Utah. And we have a thing called Orchard Schools, where they've shut all the schools down, but the kids will meet, and we own an apple orchard, and the kids will all sit under an apple tree, and there was a teacher up there who lived across the fence, and she would sit on her porch with a desk, excuse me, and she would conduct class. Well, she went down to Salt Lake City for supplies, and she came back with COVID and gave it to her whole family, both boys, her husband, everything. And my wife called me, and she was panicked. They've got the COVID over there. They're eat up with the COVID. And that was back when, if you got it, it was like having Ebola. You're going to die, you know, you're going to die. And they got me on the three-way with the lady, and I got her on the three-way. And I asked her, I said, so you've got the flu, you got the virus. She said, yes, and it's bad and everything. Well, okay, listen, I'm going to give you some advice. Okay, number one. While you have this, it just think of it as a common flu. Always sleep sitting up so that you can, you know, clear your lungs. That's the main thing. You don't want to sleep laying down completely prone, because it'll fill your lungs up, and you go through that every morning. I said, this other thing, I said, are you temple? And let me explain to the audience here. We're in Mormonville, okay, and there's temple and there's non-temple. If you're temple, there's certain rules you have to obey, and all that. She said, yes, we're temple. I said, okay, listen, I'm going to give you some advice here, and I want you to take it. I want you to let my wife, Pamela, and Puck go down to the state liquor store and buy you a fifth of Jim Beam whiskey. Oh, I can't do no, just listen. Every morning when you get up, you and the rest of your family take one shot of that whiskey, one shot, all right? That will clear your throat. That will clear your lungs. That's what you need. You know, or you can take NyQuil, but I suggest the Jim Beam, okay? About 8 days later, I get a call from Utah, and Pam says, they're clear. They got well. I said, that's because it's just a flu, Pam. It's a flu. It's exactly what, if I catch the flu, I've had it, I guess, five times in my life, and I always do the same thing. Exactly what I told that lady. She's conducting the Orchard School again. She's well. Everything is good. And Kyler was broke. When you give a number to this thing, when you say COVID-19, it has this terroristic threat in there. Oh, my God, it's got a number. It's got a patent. No, it's just a flu.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Flu. And the, I know a PhD in Van Nuys, California, who did an article for us today on the Butcher Shop, and he's been analyzing this thing. And it really, and this is not a conspiracy theory. This is not, there is something out there. There is a flu out there. It's a real flu. But it's not, well, people are dying. We got something down here in Texas, like we get the death count and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you look at the age on it, right? Old Emma, 89 years old, died of the COVID-19. No, that's what we call an about time death. She's been in a nursing home for 2 years. Family can't take care of her. She's got Alzheimer's. She caught the flu and died. But it always hits the press as COVID-19. But Kyler is spot on, exactly right. And remember the words of Franklin Roosevelt. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Back to you guys.
Well, and I want to add, hold on, Kyler. I want to add to that, and I want you to hop on to this. It's something that I always use to cure myself of the flu or a common cold, because it comes in stages. You can do preventative measures. And something I always did was Lucas salt. You can go to the corner store and just sprinkle it on your tongue, you know, absorb it in your tongue, lick it down, and I would eat one canister of that when I started feeling my throat getting scratchy. And the mucus that would build up would instantly shrivel away, and I'm essentially cured the next day. See, these are little things that people don't think about. This Lucas salt, packed with vitamin C, packed with the acid from the lemons, okay? You've got the salt there. So, literally, when I'm dying, even if I catch it late, I'm dying with suffocating from a flu because my nostrils, my sinuses are flared, my throat is so phlegmy. A barrel of that stuff, two little barrels of it. Next day, I'm cured. I can say cured. So, but I want to talk about, to bridge that on over, some of the methods that they're talking about here, and I've spoken about this on the show. I want to bring it to you guys. The methods here in Poland for COVID prevention is to have elderly shopping hours from 10 to noon. and listen to this one. No alcohol sales after 6 or 7 p.m. Hard liquor. So just to bridge what Billy was saying there, Mr. Butcher was saying there. So you've got a situation where the elderly wake up early, okay? They're up for anybody else. Why not let them come into a clean store that's been sprayed down, mopped up, disinfected? Why not let them in first? And then as everybody else is starting their day, getting their snotty-nosed kids to school, you know, the adults getting to where they need to go after they've touched on things. Oh, that donut looks okay. Oh, okay. Well, coffee, you know, after they've touched everything. And then why don't you let people buy alcohol, you know, especially something that's 60, 80 proof, is it that kills the stuff in the throat? When they get off from work, let them have a drink. No, it doesn't seem like they're doing any prevention at all. Seems like they're doing just the opposite. They want to have everybody come through the store that's touched on everything. And, oh, let's have the elderly people come in where nobody can see them touching everything. They go home, they're sick, and nobody can pinpoint where the stuff came from. So, please, Kylie, go ahead. With all that information.
I'm sorry, Billy. Did you have something to say? I'm sorry.
No, I was listening to what V was saying. I went to we have a place called Specs, a liquor store here, and there was a blue sign on the window when I went yesterday, and they go through with an ultraviolet light every morning, and they cleanse the place. And also, the manager of the store told me, because I was, you know, like everybody else, I was kind of wary, you know, what's going on. and everything. And he told me, he said, under state Texas state law, when they close at night, they do certain procedures to clean the store, every bottle. And also the way people buy liquor, people that go in and buy liquor like they buy ketchup. You know, look at this, look at that. They go in, they know exactly what they want. They grab the bottle, they go to the chicken. It isn't like that. And that was the thing, the problem I had with the lady up in Utah was, and I had to get around, I said, look, you're not sinning doing this. Look, that one shot of Jim Beam is half alcohol. It's just what V just said. You've got to clear your throat. You've got to clear your lungs. It's just a flu. If you don't do that and you lay down prone, you're going to fill up with phlegm. You're going to be sick in the morning. And the flu, yes, the flu can kill you. A flu can kill a hurt. It's not a cold. It's a flu. Everybody, it's just a virus. But here's what you got to do. You've got to destroy the symptoms. And as far as this shot, this inoculation, everything, I've talked about that on I don't know how many shows extensively. And they always say, are you going to take the vaccine? No, I'm not. Absolutely not. It's stupid. I don't know what Bill Gates is putting in that needle. I know he's crooked. I know that. Go ahead.
You've heard me say what's in that shot, the nanobots. The main purpose of the shot is not for the flu. It's not for COVID-19 trademark. It's to control the population. The only thing we should be discussing tonight or any other night is population control and predictive programming, because that's what this vaccine is for, is to get that electron inside your body, to get that nanobot inside your body, and to get it connected to your central peripheral nervous system, your central peripheral parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, and your cerebral cortex, your temporal lobes, your occipital lobes, and to create a situation where they can change your attitude, they can change your behavior, they can change the way you feel about certain things. They've got this anti-God gene that they're putting in there with the CRISPR. I'll talk about CRISPR maybe tomorrow night or whenever the next show is.
CRISPR. Hey, you have been. Listen, if you know about CRISPR, that's what I'm doing my radio tour about. I'm letting everybody know we are in the giant dome of CRISPR. But please, I want your angle on this. Please, go ahead.
Well, CRISPR is just to give you a simple explanation. It's like a pair of micro scissors. And CRISPR goes in and clips out the RNA or the mRNA, which is the ribonucleic factor inside the body, and it clips a piece of the RNA, clips a piece of the DNA out, and it's a chosen piece. They can choose anything they want, just like they can make a designer baby. They can choose to clip out whatever part of the DNA they want, the deoxyribonucleic factor, out, and they reinsert their own program, their own artificial intelligence program into the double helix. And therefore, they can control the situation. They have a nanobot now, nanobots going through the body with antennae, both receiving and transmitting information and gathering information and storing information. They have this connected to artificial intelligence. And now they have full control of your psychosocial system, your psychological, your biological system. And at this point, you're connected to and can be connected to any electronic frequencies within the area, including 5G or 6G networks or something that we don't even know about yet. We usually get the crumbs off the table as far as news here and news on my station. We get the crumbs off the table. We're not learning about what's above top secret and so forth. So we're doing the best we can, and we're vetting these stories as best we can, but it's very difficult. Billy can tell you it's very difficult without having sources like Billy and I do. Billy and I have some really top gun sources in the country.
I'll tell you what, and that's why we're all coming together, because we're collaborating. There's no conspiracy theory anymore. There's conspiracy fact.
Right.
My documentary that I made 2 years ago, I covered CRISPR and how they're going to be doing exactly what they're doing today. Transmatrix. That's the name of my documentary, the second to last one. Transmatrix, guys. Watch it. If you don't understand what we're talking about, I break it down little by little. But we have so little time, we got to get right into this subject matter. So please continue. I just don't want the audience to feel overwhelmed, but please continue.
Well, I wanted to say the last thing here really is about, you know, Gates and MIT. Keep your mind on MIT. Keep your eyes on MIT. They're currently developing this human implantable quantum dot in this microneedle vaccination delivery system. I don't want y'all to forget about this because it's so easy to. It's a tattoo for the hand. It's a tattoo, which will include your identification mark and your vaccination records and all of your other pertinent information. And if you don't have that, let me see your papers. Let me see your papers. If you don't have your papers, you will go to jail, or you will be put in a quarantine camp, you'll be put in a re-education camp, or you'll be put somewhere, or you'll be isolated at home with an ankle bracelet on. There's no way that anyone is going to get away from this vaccine once it becomes mandatory. Now, what Trump could do if he wanted to, he has the ability under national security and public health to enact the Insurrection Act at this point in time. I've been waiting for him to do this. He can enact the Insurrection Act, and he can also put in place martial law. Now, we're already under the soft martial law right now. We've been under it since 9/11. We haven't come out of it. The Constitution has been suspended since 9/11, and we haven't re-energized the Constitution of the United States Incorporated. But be ready for the tattoo. Be ready for the quantum gel. Be ready for the chip. Be ready for all of these different identification marks coming. They're going to be chasing you down with these teams of COVID trackers and tracers, and they're going to be using CRISPR eventually here on this second round of vaccines. That's when they're going to hit you with the quantum dot. That's when they're going to hit you with the luciferous fluorescent synthetic. And that's when they're going to hit you with all of the other nefarious and diabolical science that they're building right now. And what scares me the most is the information they're going to be able to glean from you after all of this is done, and the information that you're going to freely give them. They're going to be able to tell when you've had sex with your wife or husband. They're going to be able to read your blood pressure, your pulse, your respiration, your circulatory components. They're going to be able to read your molecular structure. They're going to be able to read your molecular metabolism. They're going to be able to read so much with this vaccine. That's why I want to tell everyone, forget about sickness, forget about illness, forget about all of this with the vaccine. It's not about, the vaccine has nothing to do with the flu. Nothing. Billy's so right when he says, this is just the flu. They could have just, you know, they're saying that, okay, we need 7,000, we need 70% of the population in the United States to take the vaccine in order to acquire human herd immunity. Now, the black folks are saying, no, we're not taking the vaccine. The Hispanic folks are saying, no, we're not taking the vaccine. The Indians are saying, no, we're not taking the vaccine. So they're going to have a problem, so they're going to have to force the vaccine in order to reach that 70% for herd immunity. They're going to have to force the vaccine at some point. Now, Billy and I got in an argument about this a while back, so I wanted to clarify. They're not going to do this right away. They're not going to do this right away. They're going to wait until the last minute and people start screaming. Their kids have been taken away. People have been quarantined to their homes, chained to their beds, handcuffed, beat up, tasered, taken to jail, put in quarantine. People are going to start saying, stop, stop, stop. And then the president, whoever it is, crazy Biden probably, who doesn't even know what state he's in most of the time or where he's at, he's probably going to say, mandatory, mandatory, well, when you wake up in the morning.
It comes down, Kyler, I totally agree with you. It's like I was telling you about the lady in the orchard school.
Yeah.
The biggest problem I had was getting it down to basics with her. Instead of talking about all the very complicated, I said, look, it's very simple. You must sleep sitting up.
Right.
You can't let your lungs fill up. I know you don't like whiskey. I know you're temple worthy, but you must take that shot of whiskey every morning to clear your throat. It's just a flu.
Yeah.
And she kept arguing, and 10 days later, I got over it. Well, of course you did. Of course you did. That's all it is. You could have put a towel over your head. You could have put a towel over your head with a Vicks vapor rub in a boiling pot of water and got over it, too. And people are being afraid, and they will. I know a friend of mine in the Netherlands, Bjorn, who basically lives in the woods, and he is raising the alarm on this. They told him what got him upset was they came up with a law up there. You had to wear a mask. Okay, well, whatever, you know. But in his garden, while he's hoeing his tomatoes, he had to wear a mask. And at that point, he cried foul. This is wrong. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now, I will put the mask on when I go into, like, Specs or something like that, just to avoid the argument, just to avoid the nano fits out there, you know, everything. So I don't have to go through all that nonsense. Does the mask do any good? Okay, look, you're separated 20 or 30 feet from people. The place has been sanitized, and you got a piece of paper over your nose. No, it's not going to do you any good. But if it keeps the fist fights down, but yes, they're going to come around, and they never – Hitler did not take over Germany all at once. Not all at once. All of a sudden – you just didn't shop in Jewish stores. All of a sudden, you just didn't get to do whatever you want. And then suddenly, your neighbors are disappearing, and that's what we're about to go through here. We need the president to enact the insurrection thing. We need to get this under control because this is getting – it's going to get ridiculous. It's going to – it's already – if you look at 6 months ago and look at now. 6 months ago, what's going on now would have never happened. Now, you go to buy gasoline at the HEB kiosk down here in Killeen, and if you don't have your paper mask on when you're pumping gas, people are going to start asking you why you're not wearing the mask. That's how it starts. That's how it starts. I control my flu the same way I did every year. Every time we have a flu outbreak, every winter, I avoid going into large, big box stores, avoid getting around people because they got the viruses on them and everything. I just do those simple things, and I just don't get sick. I don't get sick. And if I start getting a scratchy throat, I do exactly what I told the lady in Utah. I get up in the morning, and I have an Irish coffee every morning, okay? It's just a flu, and that's all it is. And it's people like Gates and Soros and all that, will they take advantage? As you know, Kyler, I always get into a big harangue about the Illuminati and the New World Order, but are there rich people out there that will take clever advantage of a natural occurrence to take control? Absolutely. Absolutely. Instill public panic, instill fear, instill all these things, and all of a sudden, I can't go buy a Whataburger anymore because I'm afraid to walk in the store. You know, all of a sudden, these things always happen. Absolutely rich people will do that. They want to take control. They want to take control of the population. And like the Georgia Guidestones, you know, that little thing out in Georgia, and everything, want to reduce the world population to like 500 million, all that kind of stuff. Are there nefarious people out there that will do that? Absolutely. They don't care about you. But like you said, Kyler, the Indians, the Mexican people, the black people, and the Mormons, my people, all right, well, y'all are going to take a vaccination. And all the Mormons are saying, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're not going to be doing that. So you got a whole segment of the population that is saying no. But we just have to say no louder. Back to you guys. Okay.
I'm sorry. I've been typing, so I had to have the mic. I had to have the mic off there. Yeah, and so I know we're gonna get a commercial break here soon. I want to be sure that we know
And I've been wanting Kari back on the show because there's this particular rap artist, and he has this guy that he sounds like a southerner all the way, where he's kind of gotten mixed up and involved with the rap group, and he's seeing throughout the album, he's sort of seeing how much he's alike these rappers and how non different he is from them, and so he'll talk at the end of these rap guy's song. He sounds a lot like Kyler. I just had to throw at least this one piece into the show today. But anyhow, that's going to be like a minute from now, if I can time this correctly. But you know, you guys are doing great. Eilish is a little quiet on this episode. I know she's covered, she's done a lot of this research. She's done some presentations even on this show. That is breathtaking. And I hope that she will definitely chime in a little bit more about her research and what she found when we come back from commercial break. You guys are the best researchers. Yes, once again, I've done a documentary on this 2 years ago. Go check it out, Transmatrix. So we're going to start the music here right about now. She got a cool body. What I'm going to tell you what to do with your hands for, much less your dirty ass shoes on the dance floor. What a poor slob. Ain't washed his hands after peeing, want to touch the doorknob. What's your job at the pool party? Drunk dude spitting up Earl and Drew and Snotty. Ooh, she got a cool body. She got a cool body. Yup. Bet you wouldn't say that an hour ago when she applied the itch cream to her camel toe. Should've kept her limping ass home. Same amount as dangerous as those who blast chrome. Even worse, it's the gift that keep giving. Depends on after how many sleeps you keep living. Come on, G. It's only me trying to stay from being sick. Why I gotta be OCD? Well, wash my balls in Detour or leap from 30,000 feet on a free fall. You so fine, sister. What I gotta do to get your bovine visna? Niggas draw heat up in the club, but why it stink of raw meat? I'm just saying, wash your hands, fam, before you put your nasty thumbs in the underpants, damn. You like the way she shake her back area? It's like a sex machine to make bacteria. Now that's a real funny business. Mad, raw, filthy fingers sticking dirty money in it. Shit, before I get to stabbing it, at least know her habits and what's in the medicine cabinet. Villain bring his own mug to the bar and wore gloves till he going back to the car. Hey, don't get cracked in the jaw. We trying to bring her into the black-on-black war. The real enemy is microscopic. There go that Trojan horse you talking about, drop it. All them top models wanna come over here, chill and pop bottles. Fine, I take mine to the dome. You could get your own and take your funky ass home.
All these people out here are saying, oh boy, rosin up your gun, get your bullets out. You know, well, yeah. My suggestion is to, yes, be ready, but also relax. Be calm, cool, and collected, and slow to pull the trigger. Unless somebody acts unfriendly towards you, I wouldn't necessarily take any aggressive action toward them. Wait and see.
Get your gun.
I got my gun. We're extraordinarily frustrated by freakazoids, such as whomever was dancing, put him on the battlefield. Not necessarily in danger, but getting close enough so that it, you know.
And they called them Muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There they go, feminizing men again. Then pretend they don't know when we know it. Xeno estrogen, exercise the gin. Keynote, lecture with a spin. Meant to get C-notes from end to end. Whoever used canola oil, your soul will boil. For a longer time and take a diet cola to spoil. I get what you're selling. Swelling from alien microfilaments to small gellins. Even if you're gelling, what's that in your melon? And what the hell is they spraying? No telling. Barium, strontium, aluminum. Well, drink responsibly, get the truth from dooming them. Can't trust the tap water, much less the kettle. A double entendre to the phrase, test your metal. The rest are settled, just to get fed well. As the living dead infect the red cell. Don't drink the milk, it's spoiled. The blood and stuff in it make it stink, wise boil. Snake oil sales, doorbell doctors, slip Mickeys, and trick you to strip to get chipped quickly. Kick me, you know it's getting worse. No help being upset, starting to curse first. Better off with a good sense of humor. Research to know what's the truth instead of rumor. Your partner doom is who arrives, or either do or die. Like farmer suicide, chew your pride. Might as well start a mountain pro boxing. You're force feeding them toddler food laced with excitotoxin. They did it like the funky worm, enough to make a chunky squirm. Mice making monkey sperm, or rice infused with diarrhea drugs. Wonder why his hair well shrugged. Hell's ears bugged, and it gets bugged about a minute. Question, will the fragrant foods kill us, or turn us into things off Thriller, or dang gorillas? Breeds of a needless variety, in the name of greed we get a seedless society. flounder jeans and your tomatoes, cod and your potatoes, playing God retarded than Play-Doh. And as the juice gets sweeter, no use in being cute if you're a useless heater. Make it hard to keep your mattress clean. That was mean. Little Fridays with sex changes for atrazine and aspartame and gum. Splendor is plenty fun. Left many strung. Agenda 21. I had your third eye cry or your side blown. Ride on. Forgot to sign the guidestone. Yours truly, all caps, doom. Sue him if you're gloomy or boom to your tomb.
Yeah, that's right. From the womb to the tomb. Imagine. And they want you on a schedule, too. They're going to alter. See, this is what people don't understand. This COVID-19 and why there's so many versions of it. They are slowly learning to program the virus. The virus in itself is reprogrammable. And then, so also what's reprogrammable is the vaccine. So they're going to keep you on a schedule, people. It's not going to be a one vaccine shot, you're done. These people are going to keep you on a schedule of every year, every 6 months, every 3 months. Have you on a schedule of vaccines, and they're going to be constantly altering your DNA. They're going to screw you up so bad. They're going to keep track of the people whom they feel are as though they're undesirables. Okay, for dissenters, they're going to keep you on schedule. They're going to program you to where you're sterile. You can't pass along your knowledge, your disdain for corrupt system, or they'll just put you on a clock. Okay, when this person turns 35, he'll develop cancer. Or when this person turns 43, they're going to die of the common cold. And that's where we're headed, people. That little track right there, I wanted to play it for you guys. For you diehard fans of mine, you know that's how I ended my show, with that song, when I was on Mixcloud. So this is not new information. All the stuff they're doing to us is not new information. We are just here doing the extra research behind it and trying to get you people aware this stuff is real. How many of this, how much of this stuff has come true? We're talking about people are not understanding. Yes, this is not going to be a one-time shot. How many times have you been up in the CVS or Walgreens to get your seasonal flu shot? Oh, okay, so now they've got the culture, they've got the population in a culture of regular vaccinations. Because, oh, well, this thing is going to evolve. Well, yeah, of course it's going to evolve because you're throwing drugs at it, and it's going to evolve. It's going to evolve. But the problem is, it just may, and this is where biological warfare really jumps in. What if somebody else besides Bill Gates wants to get in on this action, and they have their version of the COVID, and then they have their vaccine in some other country, some other covert agency, some other government, and then you have a race of viruses, different strains, and just for people to be able to get rich on the market with these drugs. And when that starts to happen, guess what? It will get out of control. You got to have a virus that's going to gain sentience. People are scared of an AI that's going to gain sentience. No, wait till you have a virus that gains sentience. And they can't do anything about it. We're talking extinction level event here, people.
Well, people don't understand a virus. Flu virus, any virus, when you study evolution, okay, of the human species, and you see, well, what makes it happen? How why do we evolve? Because viruses float around. Viruses are there. People survive viruses. Their children are stronger for it. Doc Green, a friend of mine in Houston that does a radio show down there, has been doing rallies in Texas since this mess started. Thousands of people come to the rallies. Nobody's gotten sick. Because, like he told me, he said, when you walk, you know, you walk through your normal day-to-day existence, we're exposed to viruses. They're here right now. They're all around UV. They're all around me. And you get a little sample here, a little sample there. And that's what we have immune systems for, okay? That's where you get up one day, and it's like Michael just said, you feel a little bit down, but your system comes back and it fights it off. So you're through with that. This artificial nonsense that they put in there, and I'm not saying medicine is bad. It's not. But people always say they poke fun at my culture, the Mormon culture, with our dietary restrictions. But if you read the Book of Wisdom and you see what Joseph Smith really said, you'll understand. They're not forbidden to drink alcohol. They're forbidden to drink alcohol that's manufactured by someone else. My family goes every year up to Idaho and they slaughter a cow. They buy a cow and they slaughter it and they butcher it up and they take it home. What they do themselves. They don't take strange things out of a bottle that they've never known, that they didn't manufacture. They don't do that. And the same thing, people, like you said, CBS. You go into CBS and I'm going to take my flu vaccine. You honestly don't know where that vaccine come from. They could put mayonnaise in that vaccine. You don't know. You have no idea. I mean, it's just, we've got to get back to basics. We've got to get back to basics. And the minorities are the ones, I think the minorities are the ones that might save us. The Mexican people, the black people, the Indian people, the Mormon, the people saying, no, we're not doing that. We're just not going to do that. It's stupid. It is stupid. And as you slowly, slowly, slowly start seeing that these people are surviving, like the Navajos, the Navajo Nation in the Arizona, northern New Mexico, and Utah. I call him Chief Tin Bears. I don't know what the man's real name is, but the chief that runs that area, he just cut all the pale faces off because he realized they were bringing these things in. His people were not sick, and now they are because people are coming in with stuff that they have no control over. Kyler's right. You're right. And it's not conspiracy theories. It's not conspiracy theories. And don't believe the lies that you hear. And it is lies. You get up in there and you check, you type in Bell County coronavirus, right where I'm at. And you get these horrible numbers, horrible, oh, my God, people are dying in the streets and all that, until you get like me and Ted, and he calls the doctors that he knows in research centers. I call the undertakers I know, and I'm getting a whole different set of numbers, a whole different situation than what they're putting out on the news. Back at you.
Well, we have... We can't ignore the phone lines here. Let's go to New York, line one. Go ahead.
Hello, V. Hi, everybody. I'm coming out of my 2 weeks of, being at home, so to speak. I tested positive, but for I don't know for what. I had no symptoms. I had a nose full of 40 ppm silver when I took the test, so I guess they must have detected silver. Nothing at all.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
Yes, nothing at all. Something subsequently happened where a contact trace. I already talked to the health department. Everything was fine. Talked to my doctor, agreed to stay home for 2 weeks. Company's paying for it. And I work in a bus. Person in front of me tested positive. I tested positive, but the bus driver didn't. We all breathe the same air.
But isn't it amazing how people are being tested positive but don't have it?
Yeah. Well, I'm quite sure I didn't have it, but my throat since I've been out, just about now I'm getting a little scratchy, but I've been on record as having allergies all of my life, and so does my wife. And a contact tracer called up my house and wants to talk to my wife, and I got on the phone and I said, look, we already talked to the health department, don't bother us. I got two orders a couple days later from the health department, from the commissioner, a commissioner's order, thou shalt do this and do that. And it says, you didn't want to talk to the commission, contact initiative. You know, so, I scrubbed the documents and I sent them off to Ralph Winterode. He's going to take a look at them. He says, probably all smoke and mirrors. They threatened to make application to the court if I didn't do what they told me to do. So they sent me the letters when I'm just about over with my quarantine. So I guess it's going to be moot in a couple of days. They wanted to tell my wife that she's been near somebody that's been exposed. I said, we live in the same house together. And you think I could figure that out? These are idiots.
It's amazing. It's amazing what they think that they're going to pull over our heads. Go ahead,
Tom. This is going to get bad. I mean, this guy, what this guy's talking about, what Ken's talking about, is the tip of the iceberg. It's just the very tip of the iceberg. I hope y'all listen to Ken, because it's going to get to where, and Billy, what Billy has said, it's going to get to where the cops will show up on your door, the SWAT team will show up on your door and at your side windows and back windows, and the Department of Health will show up under public health rule and public national security rule, and they'll be calling you on the phone. The police will be calling you on the phone. They'll be making arrests. It's coming, folks. I'm trying to warn you. Don't think that I'm crazy. It's coming. You know, we talked about this last night on the show. People say, oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. No, it's not bad. You're living in paradise right now. Just wait till the middle of 2021. Just wait until the middle of 2021. And come back and tell me, oh, my God, Kyler, you were right. All hell has broke loose.
Well, Kyler, it's just like during the trek from Missouri to Utah, when the Mormon people had to move to get out of the United States. And there was a cholera epidemic, a real one. And what they would do is they would stop for a while. They would build a barn. And everybody who was actually sick with the cholera would have to go in the barn until they got well or died, okay? when everything was all said and done, and the well people came out and the sick people all died, they just burned the barn down. But they didn't quarantine the well people. And you're right, Kyler, it's going to get crazy.
These false positives are a crime against humanity and a crime against our children and our grandparents and ourselves. These false positives need to stop with this PCR false positive. These PCRs were never invented, never made for viruses. You have about 3.2 trillion viruses on your body at any one given time. And if you don't believe me,
we'll
look that
it
up.
Off.
Yeah. And so you have all of this phlegm in the back of your throat and your lumina, and you have all of these fragmentations is what they're called. Fragmentations is what they're picking up on. And they run those on certain frequencies, and the higher the frequency, the more apt you are to be positive or show positive for COVID-19. So it just depends on what laboratory you go to, how sophisticated they are, and what frequency they run the spin at. It's like doing a CBC or an SMA SMAC 6. So it's going to get bad, it's going to get dangerous, and our police state is fixing to come out in full force. Everybody, get ready. Prepare yourself.
What we do have one thing going for us right now. I don't know how long it's going to last, but the sheriff of Suffolk County, I'm on Long Island, said that he's not going to put up with Cuomo's fiat orders, the governor.
Yeah. I want to make a qualifying statement here. Hopefully you guys would like to expound upon it. But our government has studied history. Of course they study the history because they try to keep records of everything, and they try to keep us away from that history as they try to rewrite it. Now, people, remember the Spanish flu of 1919?
What happened after the Spanish flu? The Great Depression. So all these brand new business owners, these black business owners, these Hispanic, Latino business owners, you know, this stuff went out the window. You got the banks who decided who can, who can't make money, reestablished the, I guess you could say, the new middle class. I don't want to get racial, but history is just going to say it anyways. And this sort of thing. So what we have right now with everybody at home, essential workers. And that's just an example right there. They're going to decide who can and who can't make money. They're going to decide who is the new class system. Or who's going to be a part of the system, and who's upper class, who's lower class, etc. They're going to make these decisions. Because this is not just an economic reset, but this is just a reset period of humanity.
Kent, you are exactly right. You're exactly spot on. Like you have a black business, barbecue shop down there in Texas, and they're hanging on by, in good days, they're hanging on by a thread. In good days, okay? You don't have to kick those businessmen very hard to put them under. You don't have to hurt them very much when they're sitting there pinching pennies trying to make ends meet to put them under. And that, you notice Walmart isn't going under. IBM isn't going under. Leroy's Barbecue Emporium is one that's going under.
Well, we're getting the same thing with small businesses on the island here. It's terrible. I mean, something else I just wanted to say, how the test was conducted. When I went to it's a place in Riverhead, New York, a hospital, they told me that they didn't have to stick the swab all the way up the nose. I told them I wouldn't allow that. And they said, don't worry, we don't have to do that. When I got there and I was waiting outside in the freezing weather for about 20 minutes on a ramp to get up, they had an outside mobile place to do the test. A girl says, oh, yeah, we do have to stick it all the way up. And I said, you're not going to do it. I'm not going to have any blood. So they started to put it up, and I just pulled my head back. And they said, like that. He said, well, we can't guarantee a test. I said, you don't even know what you're looking for anyway. I said, I'm going to get up and walk out of here. So they just did what they could, and it turned, and I had a spray with me, and I just for my own health, what I just irrigated my nose with silver before I went and took the test. So I don't know what the hell they were picking up.
So, I mean, you know, even if you put something anybody to guarantee that you're going to come out negative, they still came out with a false positive. These tests are wrong. As Kylie was saying, they cannot design a test for it. Kylie, have they even isolated this thing yet? Because I'm
never
reading reports.
Never.
They haven't even isolated it yet.
Nope.
No virus has ever been isolated. No virus has ever been isolated except in the hypothetical. Nope.
Well, you know what makes it difficult? An electron microscope kills everything that it looks at, doesn't it?
Right. The observer.
Now, the only one that was able to see,
I didn't even know that one.
Royal Raymond Rife was able to look at live viruses back in the 20s. I think some of those microscopes survived. I wonder who's got them.
Yeah. I wonder.
Each one had between 5,800 and 6,300 parts. It was
probably
all optical
China.
Filters.
Probably China bought them along with the Dominion for $4 million. $400 million, yeah. But China bought Dominion $450 million just before the election. And I could think of nine countries right now that have bought Dominion or Orion.
Everybody's whacking on the people that are suffering from this, but nobody's talking about going after the people that caused this. And Fauci funneled millions of dollars to Wuhan through another company. There's all kinds of stories floating around.
No, Ken, there are people going after them. Trust me, There's multiple lawsuits against the CDC and the WHO. And I mean multiple people going after them. High-powered, high-profile people going after them. I promise you. I research 50 hours a week. Trust me on this one.
Now, I've actually read myself, just looking for lawyers just to get at Facebook, I've actually come across this information of high-powered firms going after this,
yes,
what you're saying. So, yeah, I could back you up on that.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I have one last question, and do you think that Congress could actually write in a bill that the president cannot use the Insurrection Act? What are these writing contracts? That's all I have tonight.
No, he has that in his toolbox. It's top secret. It's top secret, but it's not, but we know about it. It's top secret. He has several tools he can pull out of the box, but these tools are very, very, very dangerous and can put everyone at a liability. So he has to be very careful how he uses these secret tools. That's why he hasn't done it yet. He still has that opportunity to bring in the Insurrection Act and martial law.
Okay. Not to be rude, cut you off, but thank you, Ken, for calling in. I want to give everybody a chance to plug their own separate medias here very quickly, and so we can end the show.
Wilbur, go ahead.
Well, you hear us every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock Texas time on the Global Network with the Butcher Shop, and we pretty much address what you've heard here. We try to keep it clean for the kiddos. we address a whole lot of things that need to be addressed and everything. And I'm learning, like I told Kyler today, and I told Lee, I was basically a joke writer from Nashville. And when I first came on international internet radio, I was brand new. And so I'm learning, but I'm learning well. And yes, there are people out there with a lot of money that would love to take over your life, okay? But, and as I say this in college, you're going to say, no, but no. There's more of us than there are of them.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Billy. And thank you all very much. And thank you, V, for letting me back on. And especially with Billy, I feel really at home. Y'all can find me over at blogtalkradio.com under Kyler Davenport and John LaCrone over there. You can just find us on Blog Talk Radio or just type in Kyler Davenport and Google me. Kyler, K-I-L-E-R, Davenport, D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T. And thank you all again, Mike. Thank you, everyone.
And Eilish? Are you still with us, Eilish?
Yes, I'm still here.
Where can we find you? Very quickly.
You can find me on Conscious Consumer Network. I have some shows on there on my show called We Are the Ones You've Been Waiting For. And you can find me on Facebook. I'm always in jail, but you can always write to me in jail. In Facebook jail on Eilish Anna Maria D'Avalon. Lovely to be back with you guys.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.